Hello, educator friends. This is my first podcast of my new format. I'm going to use Audacity and upload it to my blog and tweet it out as opposed to trying to upload it to some kind of software platform. This is going to streamline it for me. I know that everyone is stressed right now. Everyone is kind of frantically trying to figure out what distance learning is and how to do it and how we're going to get our kids comfortable with it. And this is just like kind of a new world right now that we're kind of living in. So I wanted to start up my podcast and hopefully inspire people to do some, you know, new and creative things with mindfulness in their distance learning. So today I wrote a blog post that I sent out to my students, and I just wanted to start. We are not supposed to start online learning until Monday. This is basically a second week of spring break for us. And I wanted to start a little early. I've sent a couple emails out. I let them know that I've been thinking of them. And I let parents know, gave them some great websites for some science articles for seventh graders. And I sent them some mindfulness quotes and things like that, just to keep a conversation open for this last week. But I really haven't sent anything out for the kids to actually actively do because they said not to till Monday. But I decided today, they've been downtime, locked in their houses for enough days now. I think I want to just kind of get them talking to each other. So I went onto Canvas and I sent out a blog, and it's called Hello, Let's Talk Mindfulness. And we've talked mindfulness a lot. They do morning, first thing in the morning, or first thing in class, depending on which class period it is, mindfulness prompts where, you know, I ask them a question about what does it look like to them to be kind? What is empathy versus kindness? What do you see in the hallway that might not be considered mindfulness? How did you handle stress today? What was yesterday like? How did you handle a situation where you might have blown up at somebody or gotten angry? How did you kind of deal with it in a more mindful way? I get them to think about their behavior a lot. And today I wanted them to kind of think about what's happening in the world, but without saying it, kind of to put it out there and see how kids would respond. And I just kind of need them to know that we're here as a class and be able to have these conversations with one another in a safe place. So this is what I sent out, and it's in my blog, and it says, hello to everyone. I hope you're all doing all right. I know this is a scary time. It is unprecedented for sure. Hopefully you are not obsessed with the news. I was, but I had to turn off my electronics. It's very hard to stay focused on what we can control. We tend to obsess over what we can't control, so we need to focus on what we can, which is ourselves. I've been keeping up with my mindfulness routine, and I thought it might be good for us to chat as a class to keep up with mindfulness as well. More than ever, being isolated with distance learning, we need to stay connected and support one another. I will continue to do some mindfulness questions and send some videos so we can get some grades for this as well. They will be simple, quick, mindful discussions, as always. I open this up for you to be able to respond to one another, so please be respectful and stay on topic. Your instinct will be to get silly, but don't. Just have a meaningful conversation about mindfulness and your strategies to stay patient and calm during this time. Everyone needs to hear from one another and just feel connected as a class, so let's keep it up and keep on topic, appropriate and purposeful. And I will have discussions for science as well, separate in the same place. Watch these videos and just use the following questions as prompts to have discussions. Again, not silly. Keep them appropriate and purposeful. One, why is it important to stay mindful during this time? Two, how can you calm yourself and stay focused when you get stressed? Three, what is the science behind mindfulness and well meditation? Do you ever take a moment to clear your head, not necessarily sit and meditate, but just take a quiet moment to think and relax? That's a type of meditation. And then I attached a video on the science behind meditation and mindfulness, and then two Headspace videos, which are great for kids, by the way. One is on changing our perspective, and one is about the hole in the road, which I love. Basically, the video is about how we get so focused on our phones or so focused on our lives. Like sometimes we'll just be walking somewhere that we normally go, and we'll just fall into a hole. And when we get into the hole, we can't figure out how to get out. So it's very relevant to the news cycles that are happening right now, and being isolated and all of fears and everything that's going on in their head right now. And I got some great responses. So I posted this. I did send out an email yesterday saying that things on Canvas would start appearing so that they can start answering starting today, but nothing science related till Monday. And already within about, it's been up for about a half an hour, I've got about 300 responses. So all my GT kids have been talking back and forth. My pre-AP kids are in a separate conversation because they're not merged together in one same group, but all the GT classes are kind of talking to each other. So it's kind of interesting to see my kids in first period talking to my kids in sixth period, etc. So it's kind of interesting. Here are some of the responses are in my blog. I'll let you read through them, but I love how they're all talking about playing music on their instruments and listening to music and reading books and getting away from the news and the internet, and that it's important to stay calm and not focus on things we can't control, but to focus on ourselves and staying patient and just making sure that we look out for one another. So there's some really good responses coming in. And I think that this was kind of a revelation for me because I wasn't sure how they were going to react to it. I knew that my kids would answer it correctly if there is a correct way to answer it. Watch the videos. I knew that they would have conversations with each other. I didn't know like how much they would stay on topic, even though I asked them to. But if you read through the feed, it's just kind of amazing to hear them all kind of supporting one another. And several kids have traveled out of the country, so they're talking about how they just got back from Europe, and so they're self-quarantining, and it's kind of scary. They know they don't have it, you know, but they haven't been tested, but they feel okay, and they're just kind of staying at home to make sure, just in case, and they're waiting to hear more about, you know, when are these drive-through testing stations is going to open. We have one at our huge amphitheater here. They built a huge stadium with our bond money, and it opened about a year ago. And so they're going to start, the parking lot is being set up for a drive-through testing center, only for those people who have been, you know, asked to come, not a free-for-all. But I know it's going to get crazy, and that's literally like half a mile up the street. We can hear the bands as they play at football games, so that's nearby us. They've been talking about how they feel kind of alone and scared, but having a place to kind of talk to each other is good. They're staying in contact on their phones with their friends and family and just kind of taking it one day at a time. And I'm so happy that I've had mindfulness in my classroom all year long, because it's gotten them used to being able to talk to each other about their fears and stresses and anxieties and things. But I think it's really important to maintain it. So today for me is about mindfulness. I'm going to monitor this feed and give them some answers and help kind of reassure them that this is not like the end of the world. This is just, we're going through something right now. We're going to have to quarantine for a while until this has all worked itself out. But let's just keep in contact and keep open and keep mindful and support one another. So it was a revelation really for me to see them and how beautifully they're talking to each other. And I'm hoping that the conversation keeps going. Tomorrow we are going in. We have permission to be in the school building for 2 hours only, from 9 to 11. And we have to go in the front door. We cannot bring any family members with us. We cannot use any of the restrooms except the one in the front office, because everything has been sterilized. We can get into our classrooms just to pick up stuff, teaching supplies or personal items that we might have in the classroom. And then at 1 o'clock, we have our big science Zoom meeting where we're going to figure out what they want us to do with STEM scopes and other online services that we're going to be providing for science. And then that's Monday is when that's all going to be kind of kicking off. I just took a sigh of relief when I realized that, you know, a lot of it's going to be on Canvas, which is something that I've used all along. So I'm very familiar with how to set up modules and discussions and quizzes, etc. The kids are familiar with it, so it should be easy in that regard, that we can kind of transfer over into that kind of format. You can tell the kids are uneasy. I think it's very important that we stay there in like a group discussion with them and let them know that we're there and we're listening and help them through this kind of anxious time. And I hope that This first blog post has inspired you guys to maybe get on there and spread some mindfulness and ask some mindful discussions. Headspace is a great tool to provide some stuff for kids. But if you go to YouTube and look up mindfulness for kids, there's Meditation 101, and there's just so many different beautiful videos to watch and send out for kids to kind of, either some for elementary, there's some for high school, there's some for all grade levels. And I think SEL in this time is so important. I think it's at this point almost equal, if not more important than just the curriculum. I think the curriculum, if you give them a magazine article or a website to visit, they can basically get the basics out of there. But I think the mindfulness and the social emotional learning is so important, especially for me. I have the GT kids, which are anxious anyway. I have all of the ESL kids, which are, I'm sure, struggling right now, trying to figure out what to do. And then I have a lot of kids right in the middle. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see how all of these different groups kind of come together with all of the special ed needs and everything else that's on top of us, plus which kids don't have internet, which kids have internet, and just trying to figure out the best way to accommodate everyone. Is going to be so important in this time. And I think that, you know, mindfulness is going to be one of the big things that's going to come out of this, that we as a society just stopped and looked up from our phones and figured out how to take care of one another. So that is my podcast for today. And thank you for listening. And I will send another one in a couple of days. Thank you.